This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
I will tell you this. I want nothing to do with some of these coaches that they've that they're talking about, like Kellen Moore. Listen, Mike McDaniel still makes me nervous, but I'll tell you this. One of the things that I kind of feel better about after finding out some of the information from Cameron Wolf this morning, if the Dolphins are going to keep the defensive staff, that's actually a good thing for a young coach to have that already in place, because the young coach comes in and there's continuity already on one side of the ball. So at least Mike McCarthy or Brian Daboll or any of these kind of, oh God, Kellen Moore, I don't even want to think about it. But all they got to focus in on is on the offense. So they don't have to necessarily micromanage everything. And things went pretty well the second half of the season when Flo wasn't talking to his own team. So that shows you they probably got a little bit of a look at some of these coaches working on their own. So the idea when Cam floated that out there, that he broke the news that the Dolphins have spoken with the candidates that they'd like to keep their defensive staff together, they're all under contract, makes a lot of sense. See, if you're going to hire a Caldwell, they're going to want to hire their entire staff. But if you're going to hire a young guy, what's the experience we've had with the guys like a Joe Philbin, like a Cam Flo? They can't build their own staffs. So if you feel good about your defensive staff, then you can't let them go. You got to keep them. And if, you, again, Krisker has been around enough to watch the struggles of other coaches trying to put staffs together. So he's like, well, wait a minute. If we feel good about the defensive staff, why are we going to let him go? And if we can get a, if we can get somebody to, what's it called? You know, if we can help the new coach build a staff so he's better, which by the way, they did it early on. Flo didn't get Changeli, ladies and gentlemen. That wasn't his pick. All right, that was somebody else's pick, the front office. They're the ones that got him that. They're the ones that got him Fitz. So they tried to help him, but he doesn't want any help. So as long as Brian Daboll's coming in with an open mind and Mike McCarthy's coming in with an open, they can't be ignorant enough. They've never done it before. So you don't even know if they can do it. So that's where it kind of changes the dynamics of whoever the next coach is. And it's not a bad thing. It's actually a really good thing because of the prior experiences that we've watched others struggle to put a staff together.